Well, the Chicago Transit Authority is trying to change the environment on public buses, so it's putting out messages, recorded courtesy reminders played over and over again. Tony Sarabia of Chicago Public Radio wanted to find out if riders and drivers objected, so he sent our Saturday postcard after riding the bus.
It used to be that a Chicago bus ride was relatively peaceful. You could catch up on your reading, gaze out the window and think about what you're going to cook for dinner, or even sleep. Nowadays, those activities seem less possible. Lately, there's been more noise on the buses, courtesy of the Chicago Transit Authority.
Smoking, eating, graffiti, littering, and radio playing are prohibited on CTA vehicles.
For the past few weeks, a recorded voice has been reminding riders to show respect for each other with announcements like these.
Please be considerate and give up your seat for elderly passengers, expectant mothers, and customers with disability.
This occasional CTA customer who didn't want to give her name likes the new messages.
I mean, I think it's good that they're really dealing with public awareness.
There are 13 messages in all, activated on more than 1,000 new buses, and passengers hear them only every once in a while. That could be one reason why most people don't seem to mind this latest intrusion. It could also be that they would rather have an anonymous voice speak up in their place. At least that's what 26-year-old Alicia believes.
There's a weird anonymity going on the bus. Everybody needs their space, and people don't really like to interact.
Yes, but what if that little space you have is being invaded, or someone is being a real jerk and yelling into their cell phone? Wouldn't you want to confront them?
Are you looking for trouble?
This 61-year-old man has ridden the city's buses all his life. He voices what lots of people think. Why run the risk of insult or injury by telling someone to move their backpack from an empty seat? This same man, who asked his name not be used, says he'd rather have this new system than speak up for himself, but he suspects the messages aren't getting through.
Like it says, please don't put your personal things on the seat. I've seen people with things on the seat, their personal things, they don't move them.
There's one announcement urging passengers to turn in solicitors to the bus driver. Alonzo Sanders has been driving a city bus for 3 years and says most of the messages are helpful. He no longer has to remind riders to move to the back of the bus. But he isn't so sure about the call to action in the solicitation message.
Actually, I wouldn't respond. I mean, be honest with you, I just keep driving. I'm not finna stop this bus and tell them, don't do it, because people carry stuff on them. I mean, we have bus drivers got beaten up. Rob, I'm not finna say anything.
Riding public transportation is a necessity for lots of people, and in Chicago at least, many riders seem to feel just fine about letting an anonymous voice act as schoolyard monitor to keep things in order, even if it risks further eroding any remaining quiet time on the daily commute. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.